When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
The law goes into play June 1st. It bans everything from styrofoam, clamshell takeout containers to coffee cups and trays, basically anything made from expanded polystyrene. Ben Bennett is with Bar Green Ellingson, a restaurant and equipment supply company in Portland. He says Washington has been focusing on compostable products, while in Oregon, it's reusable products.
Wherever you live has to have the infrastructure for compostable product in order for it to actually get into the waste stream that the advertising is telling you it's going to be. That's step one. If you don't have that infrastructure around you, you just need to understand that most of your compostable dollars are being spent more in a marketing fashion than a true environmentally friendly fashion, because most of this product is going to end up in the landfill.
But he thinks it's good that consumers continue to demand more environmentally friendly containers.
As consumers pay more attention to compostable type products, it drives the innovation. It drives the research and development, so we get a little bit closer to finding something more sustainable.
Last year in Oregon, Governor Kotek signed a bill to regulate foam containers for prepared food. Then she signed two bills to reduce the amount of single-use plastics, one that, like Washington, bans polystyrene foam. It takes effect January 1st, 2025. As to why the states are prohibiting them, it has to do with PFAS, known as forever chemicals. Marissa Smith is with the Washington Department of Ecology.
PFAS in the environment, they are very persistent. And so because they don't naturally break down as easily, we tend to find them everywhere. And that's a problem because they can get into our groundwater and that can contaminate drinking water, which gets back to people. But we've also found PFAS in fish, and that impacts seafood resources. As a consumer, you might not notice the difference. It might look exactly the same. But the chemical that's used to provide that grease resistance so that the grease from your french fries doesn't end up in your lap is safer for you and safer for the environment.
I asked Bennett if consumers realize how much packaging costs retailers and restaurants.
This stuff is expensive. Unit by unit, you look at it, you know, 10 cents here, 12 cents there, 25 cents there. But that over every meal, over absolutely every time. No, for the most part, it is one of the largest costs that you'll even find at a grocery store. This is a cost that just continues week after week after week after week, over and over. And so generally people who own large establishments or multi-locations, they'll have a pretty good idea on what the cost of this is. But as a small purveyor, it just nickels and dimes you all the way every week.
Veronica Carter, FM News 101.